A new federal report is raising alarms about the declining state of coral reefs in the Atlantic and Pacific. NPR's Greg Allen reports a first-ever assessment of U.S. coral reefs.
The report by NOAA and the University of Maryland is a comprehensive survey of the health of all U.S. coral reefs. In the most remote locations in the Pacific and the Gulf of Mexico, coral reefs are doing okay. But off the coast of Florida, overfishing, pollution, and development, combined with ocean warming, have left reefs impaired. Jennifer Koss with NOAA says scientists are also concerned about a disease that's destroying corals throughout Florida and the Caribbean.
We are doing our utmost to understand what the disease is, how it's moving, trying out many different intervention strategies to prevent the disease from progressing. But yeah, it is a big threat.
Authors of the report say coral reefs generate more than $3 billion each year from tourism and recreation. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average today closed up 262 points, the NASDAQ off 159, the S&P off 4 points on continued encouraging indications about coronavirus vaccine development. Giants of technology, communication services, and consumer discretionary sectors dropped sharply as Amazon, Facebook, and Microsoft continued Monday's retreat, with investors cooling on stocks that had benefited from virus lockdowns. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Good evening. Coming up on the program, Utah's Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, now the state's governor-elect, talks about the state of emergency to address hospital overcrowding caused by coronavirus. Then, world leaders have been congratulating President-elect Biden, but America's top diplomat, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, is fueling the Trump administration's claim of widespread election fraud. Utah's state of emergency and Pompeo speaks next on All Things Considered. It is going to be a cold night with lows in the 20s along the Front Range and on the Western Slope, getting down to 8 degrees overnight in the Central Mountains. 22 in Vail now, 39 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.